Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You can't have a station called The Bone and not have at least one black host. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rap critics to save money cash. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes in your zapper toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, critics, you can kiss my whole ass. If you don't like my lyrics, you can
see, Steve, this is the bed you need.
I got
99 problems and a Kia ain't one.
Hi, this is Steve Hurley, owner of Stingray Chevrolet. Come on down and buy a new Chevrolet. Would that be my pet out?
Dude,
would
look how pimp that sounded. Right there. Right, you big,
did
you hear?
In the background.
Yeah, you got Jay-Z in the background.
We have no money down leases. Come down to Stingray Chevrolet right now. I-4, exit 22 in Plant City.
Yeah.
You got to pimp that bitch up. Come on, now. You got Lawrence Welk in the background.
Easy.
People can't even drive anymore. Listen to Lawrence Welk. You got to.
You guys don't even know who Lawrence Welk is.
You got to bump the bass, kid. Come on now.
Rebel right. Beckett, do you know who Lawrence Welk is? Okay, that's what I thought.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You out there pushing to a market that ain't even alive.
That's you pull out the Lawrence Welk. I'm
Man
pulling
right.
Tupac and Biggie, and you're pulling out a Lawrence Welk
just
reference.
I'm talking about the music behind the bed of your commercial. Gangster that bitch up, man. Come on. Make us respect you. Put some respect
on it.
Yeah,
respect
put some respect on it. You know what I'm saying? With a K. All right. Listen. All right. Speaking of respect, all right. So, I'm walking past. Typically, the Roland, Mary Lou comes in. She will clean. She will do a cursory cleaning of the. We have a break room and a seating area on the main floor here above of the Bone.
Two refrigerators.
Yep. Two refrigerators of Cox Media here. And we have a lady that has been here a long time. That and it's not part of her duties, but likes to do a cursory clean before she gets out. She's a little bit like me. I bet a little OCD, can't stand to see a mess. And then we have the Asian contagion that comes in and cleans up after everybody is shut down. They're in pretty much when I'm here with the BDRS, and after I leave at 11. So the tables are typically empty. So a brother comes in, and what do I see serendipitously left on one of the tables beside Jerrica and Rebecca as they are talking about pillow fights and tickle competitions, because apparently that's what girls talk about when guys aren't around.
Or at least that's what you're imagining.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Either or, Steve.
All he hears is those Charlie Brown parent wah, 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 and then he inserts the words in place.
Yes.
So anyway, these two are cackling like a couple of hens. And I glance down, and there's a Tupperware container still there, you'll see, with three slices of watermelon in it.
I saw that.
Did you see
it? Is it bad that I saw that and Steve didn't?
How come you,
how come you
saw the watermelon?
Wait, because Vic's half black.
Don't you know Dominicans are half black?
Yeah, come on. Like you know geography. So I'm like, you know, it's a tasty fruit. Refreshing. It's summertime. But something about it's not right. Something's like,
It was very noticeable here. There's nothing in the break room when we walked in. And here's this tub of watermelon.
Just a tub of watermelon.
I didn't comment, but I did see it.
Okay.
I saw it was out there.
So I then say, because I'm hungry, I didn't.
In other words, he was lured in.
I wasn't lured in. I thought this something doesn't seem right, and then I go but anyway I go past it, and then I come in here, and then I go, all right, you know what, I gotta go and get a snack. I didn't get something because I'm hungry. I didn't get a chance to eat. I slept real late, and I go to the snack machine, And it has an out of order sign over the dollar induction system. And I'm like, okay.
Induction performance system.
You know, when you induct the dollar. I don't know. The dollar slot.
It's a snorkel for the dollar.
The money slot.
I like the induction thing. Let's go with that.
So over the money slot or the induction system, dollar induction system. Roland, I've been here for almost 3 years. That machine has never been out of order.
And there was, yeah,
the only time
it
is when the watermelon is on the table.
No, I didn't have
yeah,
to
like,
because it says out of order. Exactly. It's a setup because they knew that I would be going for the snack machine, and if there was no way to get snacks, now I got to glance back over at the container of watermelon.
Did you look for a camera?
I'm telling you, the people here at Cox Media, they're insidious, Steve, trying to set a brother up at every turn, trying to bring your brother down.
When there's free food, that's where it sits. Yeah. When food comes in and it's free, it sits right there.
That is true. I've had free Reese's cereal over there.
Yes, but not your watermelon needs to be refrigerated once
it
it's
does
cut
need
up.
To be refrigerated.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are purposely trying to lure me in to some stereotype situation where they got cameras somewhere. A brother didn't fall for it. No, I didn't. I ain't gonna lie to you. If it was a three-piece of Popeyes, I might have grabbed a leg.
Maybe a chicken sandwich.
He was like, watermelon, no chicken? What is this?
Vic, I'm not above grabbing a leg.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A would have worked. You had Chick-fil-A in studio last Saturday.
And Calta
called you out big time.
Chick-fil-A is when you want to be classy.
I called in and told that story on Calta's show, by the way.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Why would you do? Why are you trying to out a brother?
But because he called you out. I thought it was terrible.
There was no calling
out. I was defending you.
What was he saying?
Well, I just said that, you know, you guys came into the studio, and then all of a sudden, as soon as you sat down and we came back on air, Calta goes, really, Mo, you're going to take a bite of your chicken sandwich right before we go on air? And he says, what's up with the chicken sandwich?
Hey, it was tasty. That was more white people eating the Chick-fil-A sandwich than there were brothers, you know?
Right.
You can't, it was for the, yeah.
Like I said, he's trying to be classy so that you have Chick-fil-A instead of Popeye's.
I think it was classing it up a little.
I'm sure that Calta and his crew left that watermelon out there, I'm sure.
Oh, stop. Do we really not know where the watermelon came from?
Exactly. Exactly. Three slices, too, Steve. Three slices. You know what I'm saying?
Someone who didn't know, you got to put it in the fridge.
It's got to be refrigerated.
Maybe we can narrow it down.
It should have been refrigerated.
Did you put it in the fridge, Mo?
Hell no. Hell no.
For later.
All I'm saying is somebody's trying to set a brother up, and I didn't fall for it. So take your three slices of watermelon and shove it. That's how I'm doing it.
Next week, it'll be Popeye's.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
All right, Steve, before you go, I want you to do this. I want you to do a spot. I want you to do a Steve Hurley spot with this music right here. Hold on, let it kick in.
Yeah, let it hit.
Yeah, let it hit. And then I want you to do a commercial to tell people to come out tonight, today. Hold on. It's coming.
The drop's coming. Wait.
Yeah. Brothers need a long lead-in because it takes them 20 minutes to make it to the stage. We walk real slow. Here we go. There you go.
Hi, this is Steve Hurley, owner of Stingray Chevrolet. Come on down to Stingray today because we want you to focus on the price, not the prize. We have no money down leases. We have Camaros, Corvettes, biggest Silverado dealer in the area. We have the largest Chevrolet inventory in the entire Southeast, and you need to come down to I-4 Exit 22 in Plant City to Stingray Chevrolet.
Find new roads. Say, put some stank on it. Hey, yeah. You got to end with that. Now, come on down and put some stank on it. Go.
I don't want anybody putting stank on the car.
No, yeah, do it.
You got to go. Come on down and put some stank on it.
Stank with a K at the
end. Yeah, stank. Go ahead.
Come on.
Come on, Steve.
Okay. Come on down and put some stank on it.
Is that going to bring people to
Stingray? Does that really work?
Absolutely.
You're lining up.
Absolutely. They're going to listen to this mofo. He ain't scared of nothing.
You notice he changed his voice when you told him to say stank?
Yeah.
You said put a little bit into it, you know?
Yeah, but that was all right.
Put some stank on it.
I like it.
Steve, I'm telling you, you gotta grab them. We got to change the game.
It's your new producer.
Funk it up a little bit.
We got to change the game. All right, all right. Now get the hell out of here. We'll be back. What do we got coming up? You know what? We're going to have to do your news. I'm going to tell you, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you how you can win a big green egg and battle SBK. I'm going to tell you where you can see me and our upcoming guest, Amanda Jordan. We're going to call Rob, see if he's going to come in. We're going to do that. Then we're going to get into some news. We have a full show for you, so do not go anywhere. It's not a bad Saturday afternoon. We're going to have some fun and talk you into coming out this evening and having even more fun. Don't go away. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.